שלום, אנחנו לומדים מספר כתבי בעל הסולם, עמוד 656.
From the writings of Baal Sulam, from Shamati 219, Devotion, you can find the article in the study materials tab in the Arvut system or kabbalahmedia.info, article 219 in Shamati, Devotion.
We are the created beings. And that is why we need to see how we stand as created beings before the Creator. The Creator arranged for us the nature, which is the will to receive, the will to bestow. I'm sorry, the will to enjoy, the will to sustain oneself. And it's the opposite of his nature. By that, he gave us independence, the foundation for independence. Since we're not like him, we can exist. And we need only to change this quality, the will to enjoy, the will to receive, as we call it, into in order to bestow. We can't change it to true bestowal, because that is the quality of the Creator. But with that same desire he created in us to perform an action that is opposite to the desire, this is something we can do. In asking that Creator to change us. It takes a long time for a person, typically, who understands these things, feels those things, and begins to take part in this change. Rather, what's happening is that the Creator is performing all kinds of changes in him. He invites all kinds of states in the person, and the person is between his will to receive, his nature, and a tiny bit of bestowal. And from that, he begins to feel that there are all kinds of changes in life, all kinds of colors, as Kabbalists call it. And this is how we advance, in order to hasten, in order to hasten development, to hold it in our hands a little bit. They let us study from the writings of Kabbalists, and they tell us how we need to behave in our tents. We have to organize them, and then in these small groups, to try and see how we can truthfully, practically reach the second nature. Although all of us are in the will to receive, how can we make actions of bestowal? Well, of course, we find out that there are no true acts of bestowal. It's not from us, they cannot come from us, we're unable. But somehow, seemingly, externally, we are making such actions, we sing, we participate in all kinds of events, but in a sense, Kabbalists say it's all enough. If you're trying to perform these acts of connection, if you truly want to reach the second nature, as much as you can, of course, but you try. Nevertheless, then these external actions on study. You're sitting, you're singing, you're eating together, perhaps. All those things, all those group actions are highly beneficial. Because in them, you seemingly connect and you combine the desires, the intentions, the yearnings, and it works in each and every one. And this is how a person is impressed by the environment, and the correct environment. We learned about the influence of the environment on a person and how it can change a person greatly. So, until a person reaches a state where after a long time, it's not really the time, it's after many different actions that he performed with the society, or the society did it on him, or they did it together. And many times he turned to the Creator, seemingly without any benefits. Nevertheless, there are changes over time. Sometimes over years, they accumulate, they are added. This is the matter of the accumulation of the efforts and these tiny lights connect, and a person begins to feel certain change in feeling, in his mind. He begins to understand what needs to happen in him, that the main thing for him is, just as he is adhered to his will to receive, as written, the person is close to himself, he wishes to disconnect himself from himself and to cleave unto the Creator. How is it felt? He doesn't want to sustain, maintain his ego, his will to receive. Rather, he wants to know what is the will of the Creator, and for him to keep that. It's better even not to know it, but to simply be adhered to the Creator's desire, to be incorporated in that desire, and to do anything and everything this desire demands of him to do.
And
this state is called devotion. Let's read what is happening here about devotion.
Item
219, Shamati, devotion. The work should be with love and fear. With love, it is irrelevant to say that we must be devoted to it, since it is natural, as love is as fierce as death, as it is written, for love is as strong as death. Rather, devotion should primarily be concerning fear, that is, when one still does not feel the taste of love in the servitude, and the servitude is coercive for him. There is a rule that the body does not feel a thing that is coercive, as it is built by way of correction. And the correction is that the servitude too should be in the form of love, as this is the purpose of the dvikut, as it is written, in a place where there is labor, there is the sitacha. The servitude that should primarily be in devotion is on the discernment of fear. At that time, the whole body disagrees with one's work, since it does not feel any taste in the servitude. And with each thing that he does, the body calculates that this servitude is not in completeness. Thus, what will you get out of working? Then because there's no validity or taste in this servitude, overcoming is only through devotion. This means that the servitude feels better, and each act causes him horrendous suffering, since the body is not accustomed to work in vain. Either the work should benefit oneself or others. But during the katnut, one does not feel any benefit for oneself, since he does not presently feel any pleasure in the servitude. And also he does not believe that there will be benefit to others, since it is not important to him. So what pleasure would others have from it? Then the suffering is harsh, and the more he works, the suffering increases proportionally. Finally, the suffering and the labor accumulate to a certain amount where the Creator has mercy on him and gives him a taste in the servitude of the Creator, as it is written, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high.
Let's hear it again.
Shamati 219,
devotion. The work should be with love and fear. With love, it is irrelevant to say that we must be devoted to it, since it is natural, as love is as fierce as death. As it's written, for love is as strong as death. Rather, devotion should primarily be concerning fear. That is, when one still does not feel the taste of love in the servitude, and the servitude is coercive for him. There's a rule that the body does not feel a thing that is coercive, as it is built by way of correction. And the correction is that the servitude too should be in the form of love, as this is the purpose of the dvekut. As it's written, in a place where there is labor, there is the sitacha, other side. The servitude should primarily be in devotion on the discernment of fear. At that time, the whole body disagrees with one's work, since it doesn't feel any taste in the servitude. And with each thing that he does, the body calculates that the servitude is not in completeness. Thus, what will you get out of working? Then, because there is no validity or taste in this servitude, overcoming is only through devotion. This means that the servitude feels better, and each act causes him horrendous suffering, since the body is not accustomed to work in vain. Either the work should benefit oneself or others. Any pleasure in the servitude. And also, he does not believe that there will be benefit to others, since it is not important to him. So what pleasure would others have from it? Then the suffering is harsh. And the more he works, the suffering increases proportionally. Finally, the suffering and the labor accumulate to a certain extent where the Creator has mercy on him and gives him a taste in the servitude of the Creator. As it's written, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high.
Tov.
Okay.
Not heal.
Let's begin. Балтия, 4.
Доброе утро, Раф. Когда, до сколько надо работать, чтобы Творец, мы ощутили Творца, как бы, какой...
How much we have to work in order to feel the Creator? To what degree or what state we need to reach? Maybe you can share with us from your experience when you actually felt, started feeling the Creator for the first time.
The feeling of the Creator comes in the first degree of devotion that a person attains. And that's on the condition that he truly comes to a situation where for the time being he doesn't want anything for himself, but only to do a certain action for the benefit of the Creator without anything in return to him. Not that he would feel the taste of it on the spot and not receive any payment, any reward later, rather only the action itself from him towards the Creator. And also that he doesn't quite feel that it's from him and he's doing it, rather that the Creator will arrange these things and in this way he will participate in it. When does it come? When we are ready to do it in a group. And not that we feel ourselves already in the group, but the preparation for it has to be in a group. As of right now, we're close to it. We simply need to concentrate the efforts in each and every one to try and do it. It seems to a person that this is his individual work, and what does it have to do with a group? What does it have to do with a group and doing it together with others? No. In the beginning, of course not, but he needs an example, he needs support, help, a certain spirit that comes also from the group, since otherwise he cannot disconnect from himself even a tiny bit. There has to be a certain impulse from the 10, so he would be able to nevertheless take a step forward toward the Creator.
Florida. Yes, Rav. I don't see here where he talks about what we should fear. Is this just the fear of not being able to bestow?
Ken, bidyuk.
Yes, precisely. It's about whether or not I'll be able to bestow to the Creator.
Получается так, что наше желание получать не может работать без ощущения.
Turns out that our desire to receive can't work without a sense of fulfillment. When we come to an extreme state, Then the Creator gives us fulfillment, if I understand correctly.
We work, of course, with our will to receive. There's nothing else in the person but the will to receive. But the will to receive comes to a state where it wants to work in bestowal. To himself, seemingly. Later he checks and he might see it's correct or incorrect, but for the time being he checks himself and he sees that he truly doesn't want anything in return for himself. And he also doesn't quite want to know that he's working for the benefit of the Creator, because that too is a form of payment and a great one. So a person wants to be disconnected from himself and work on the side of the Creator, not on his side, but on the Creator's side.
And
in this way, he constantly tries and tries and tries to transfer himself from his half to the Creator's half, until he begins to acquire certain impressions, excited feelings, and he can do all kinds of actions back and forth.
And
that's how it's clarified in him, the matter of reception and bestowal, in order to receive, in order to bestow, and so on and so forth.
Kiev 1.
Рабарах, тут он в статье пишет в конце, в последнем абзаце, что есть два состояния.
He writes here in the article, in the last paragraph, that there are two states, the state of Katnut, where he feels no pleasure for himself. And then he writes that the Creator should have mercy on him and give him taste in the servitude. So what are these states?
Well, we're not quite in them, so it's hard for us to scrutinize them, to clarify them. No, it's not worthwhile. For the time being, we can only confuse what we discussed.
When
he feels that he has to receive something in order to perform an act of bestowal, and he can already say that he's capable of doing an action of bestowal without receiving anything for himself.
Okay?
Latin 12.
Hola, Rav. Buenas tardes.
Hello, Rav.
Si cuando nosotros trabajamos en la decena con devoción, tenemos el apoyo de.
I want to say that if we work in adhesion with the ten, if we work together on the fear and love in the Creator, in the ten, then the spirit of the Creator dresses into us?
Yes. Correct. PT
35.
Thank you, Rav. We go through many states here every day, every moment, but there is a state that accompanies me each and every moment, and it's the fear of detaching from the friends, the world kli, the daily lessons. You always try to make a calculation how to stick close to the friends. What is this thing that accompanies us all the time?
I don't know. Maybe it's lack of connection, lack of participation. Lack of participation. Try. Try to feel how much you need the friends, how much the friends need you. And you have a common goal, which cannot be for one, but rather for everyone, then how each and everyone invests with everyone in order to attain the goal, where it's impossible for one to attain, rather we all have to move towards the attainment of the goal. We are in a state, as Baal Salam writes, where the entire generation must enter the revelation of the Creator. So, to some extent, we have to do it. Meaning the big difference in principle between our generation and the previous generations is that in our generation we attain the Creator in the form of a group and not individually as it was in past generations, and that is a huge difference. So there are all kinds of connections in our times. Look at all those connections, those links between countries and nations, and how the families built, how industry is built. All of us suddenly discovered, especially during this war between Russia and Ukraine, you see how we all depend on one another. Soon there will be famine around the world, and not just shortage of bread, but all kinds of supplies, and not because those things themselves are missing, but because there's no good connection between everyone. That is the problem. That's what the upper providence wishes to teach us in our current state. That although you can grow anything and do anything, but whatever you do without connection between you is all working to your detriment, and that's why you will suffer. And this will teach us that there is no other way, but we must connect between us above all calculations to feel ourselves as one body. One nation and few things, as it's written.
Peter Free.
Здравствуйте. А почему Рабаш пишет, что именно в самопожертвовании тело не согласно?
Why does Rabash write that the body doesn't agree to the work?
Нормально, к микрофону.
Repeat slowly.
Рабаш пишет, что в
самом... Speak correctly to the microphone.
Why does Rabash write that devotion, that the body doesn't agree to work? Devotion is such a high state. To reach it, the body doesn't agree.
Of course, our body does not agree to work in soul devotion, because that is the worst possible thing for it.
Will
to receive cannot work unless he sees some form of benefit to itself. It's incapable. Above benefit to himself, if he doesn't see any benefit to itself, there's no way for it to work. If he lacks fuel, he cannot make any movement. That's how we're built. We're a biological machine that works only in the condition that it has fuel. And our fuel is pleasure. The pleasure we receive either during the work or as a result from the work. Where we see that it's clear to us that we'll receive it. And that's our nature. Nothing you can do about it. It's called the will to receive. And that's why we need to acquire here a new form of fuel. So we'd be able to work in order to bestow contentment to the Creator. That we will receive fuel from that, we'll receive the power, the pleasure from that. So in this instance, the Creator has to be more important, has to be greater than myself, than my body. the one whom I serve. And here's the question: how can I convince myself, my will to receive, that the Creator is more important than my own body, my own nature? There's nothing we can do about it. We have to try and build such a relationship in the Ten,
where
we all work somehow for the sake of the Ten, to the extent that we can do it, we can perform such an intermediary action, meaning from a person to the group. To that extent, we can begin to feel that we can come out of the self to the Creator. That there is a certain upper force here who can give us the opportunity to work outside of ourselves in bestowal. This happens not all at once, of course, but that's where we're headed. Okay.
Free.
Здравствуйте. Вы немного ранее, отвечая Балтии 1, сказали такую вещь, что
earlier when you answered Baltia 1, you said that we do a calculation, a test within, and then I see that no intention for self remains in me. How is that even possible? What is that test, and who tells me that I don't have intention for myself?
All the actions we perform, we try to perform such actions that will influence our nature. This is the main thing. How will they influence our nature? When I'll be able to perform actions not in order to receive pleasure, but to bestow pleasure to the Creator. I have to imagine myself before Him. And then, who am I doing this for? Either for myself or for the Creator? And if I check myself and I constantly try to work to scrutinize who am I doing this for, then each and every time a certain tendency, a certain desire appear in me, or I do want to do something that is disconnected from myself and is aimed at Him. This action where I disconnect from myself and I am aimed at the Creator, this is actually the restriction.
And
after it, I might be able to perform acts where I truly bestow to Him, and I have no connection to it from myself whatsoever. And it depends on top of what kind of ego am I willing to do it. This is already the coarseness that is in the screen, in the act of bestowal. Well, and so on and so forth. There are additional developments here, but let us first try to feel what it means to form an action that's entirely aimed at the Creator and not at me. That's what we should try and do.
Could there be a state that, let's say, we have a state that is within reason and above reason? Is it possible to determine that there's only these two states and there's no third state?
It's incorrect what you're saying. what I'm checking here in my desire, can I do it or not above the desire? That's it. Can I perform an act of bestowal to the Creator above my desire? Let's say, imagine that I'm rising above the desire. Okay.
Нет, ну, очень непонятно. То есть, мне внутренний голос.
It's not clear at all. Within me, there's this inner voice. I ask a question, and the inner voice says, give an answer. And make a scrutiny, and I get an answer. So the ego is answering me. How can I say I'm in bestowal if I do the test with my own mind? The ego looks like...
It doesn't matter. Start doing such actions, and you'll see that by that you awaken the reforming light, and it influences you, and it will bring you to more exalted discernments. Keep going.
Thank you.
PT 24.
What does it mean that if I make any action, I have to make sure that to see whether I'm doing it for myself or the Creator? I want to reach the quality of bestowal to resemble the Creator. In my perspective, it's for myself. How do I then aim that to the Creator without me being in the equation?
No. No,
try. The way you begin to think of the host, of a friend, you're doing certain action and you want nothing in return from it. But only to have the strength to perform this action from you to him.
Ultimately, that's what I want, that nothing will come out of it for me when I get there, but I don't yet have the vessels so that nothing will come out of it for me.
Okay, but you have an intention, the intention for the intention for it to happen.
Yes.
And that's enough to awaken the reforming light.
And here in the article, he says the more the work increases, the suffering increases. What's the source of suffering? My inner resistance or the light that reforms?
Both. The light versus the desire. You wish to use your desire not to attract the light, but rather you wish to use the light to have a possibility of working above the desire.
And the more the work, the more the suffering. We've learned that when there is suffering, without even saying anything, I'm blaming the Creator. So how does it end? I don't want to blame the Creator, but if I have suffering, that's the result.
You have to keep going, and there will come a time where you'll get through it and you'll feel that you wish to belong only to soul devotion. That you have no other affinity to yourself and to what will happen to you and what will happen to you in the next world, this world, or anything. You just want devotion.
PT 31. Rav, you said in the intro that he created us opposite to himself, and that's the basis for our independence. But he adds suffering to us that in that state. How do we maintain our independence, our choice?
Suffering? The suffering is it's a very important thing. The suffering, the feeling of suffering always aims me for or against. So we have to look at those things as necessary discernments for our development.
How do we not escape suffering but advance with it?
You rise above it. You rise above it. You agree with what will happen as long as you can take part in the act of bestowal. PT 12.
Rav, איך אנחנו בונים בחינת יראה נכון?
Rav, how do we build the aspect of fear correctly?
The important thing is to constantly reach a state where there is some fear ahead of you, and then you make a calculation. Why? What is it for? Where did it come from? How do I rise above it? Or how do I use it in order to keep going?
What does it give us to the work? I'm not sure how to ask this. What am I supposed to look for? What is this fear that will take me to love?
It's the fear that you won't be able to reach the love of the Creator. You are opposite to it.
PT 29.
Thank you very much, Rav. It says the Creator gives taste in the servitude of the Creator. Does it mean there's room to ask for taste in devotion?
Yes, there is a prayer for that as well. Yes, I wish to be connected to the Creator in a good connection from the bottom of my heart.
No, what PT 35?
What else, PT
35?
Rav, how could we bestow if we don't enjoy?
You
should look for bestowal and for pleasure from something else.
My qualities have to change, or you can do it even before.
It'll change. Why are you calling for it right now? You want to change your qualities right away. You wish to bestow contentment to the Creator. That is the goal. That's what's ahead of you. How do you go from yourself to the Creator? How, instead of thinking what will be good for me in the next moment, you're thinking, how can I do good to the Creator in the next moment? Start thinking in this way, and then you'll see what you're lacking, what you're missing, and you can ask for that. H10.
Yes, Rav, the question is, what happens after we pass this war of attaining fear? Will continue in the war, or it will stop?
You'll get to it, you'll see it all stop. Internet.
Yes, Rav, hello. From Latin 12 and Moscow 7, they ask, can you clarify the expression where there is work, there is sidra acha. What does it mean?
That there cannot be a spiritual action without resistance from the will to receive. Very simple. Take it from the definitions of Kabbalists to something simple that's clear to all. If I work in bestowal, then I'll always have resistance from the will to receive.
Yedidia from Tel Aviv 4 is asking, what's the difference between exertion and devotion?
What's the difference between exertion, labor, and devotion? Labor means that I have to do it forcefully, and so devotion is not an action that I can perform forcefully or not. So devotion is a state where I'm capable of ascribing my inner forces to the action of bestowal to the Creator.
From PT7, in our degree, is it easier to come to devotion specifically on top of a great resistance?
We come to soul devotion after many, many actions, and if we connect between us, then we also connect and combine our actions. Then we get quickly to devotion.
From Ashkelon 2, why is it called nefesh in devotion, means soul devotion?
Because that's the beginning of the spiritual vessel that's revealed.
From PT 22, can a person himself realize he's causing contentment to the Creator, or the Creator must reveal that to the person?
Everything new that we have, especially in spirituality, comes to us from the Creator and not from any other source.
If
it's physical actions and corporeality, there are laws there, an order of development. That's also from the Creator. That's a corporeal order of development. That's what it's called. That's what it's called. Corporeal nature, then in spiritual actions, each and every action we can realize, or that it's happening to us, each action like that comes because there's an additional reforming light. And that's why there's participation of the Creator in it, first and foremost.
Thank you.
Good, Latin 12.
Gracias, Rav. ¿Qué significa que el amor es tan feroz?
Thank you, Rav. What is the meaning that love is as strong as death? Or as cruel as death?
These are two forces. These are two forces working one against the other. And that's how they establish one another. There cannot be love without death and death without love. They are opposite forces that sustain one another. We will talk about it, and these things will are ahead of us. What will we do now? We'll go to women.
We have Moscow 6 before.
Moscow 6, okay.
Рав, я извиняюсь, а что есть какое-то действие даже ради себя, которое без участия Творца происходит?
Is there an action for myself that I can do with the Creator's participation?
No, you don't need to turn to the Creator if you're doing it for yourself. Whereas a spiritual action cannot be unless you include the Creator in it. You don't have any forces of bestowal. Okay, let's go to women questions if you have it.
Women USA 3.
There's a few women USA 3. Why do we have to suffer? Can't there be work done by hastening time?
Go ahead and take the path of Achishena. I shall hasten it. Of course, you can.
We
can include everyone and connect everyone, and for everyone to turn to the Creator, and in return He will help you if you do it in a good way together. There's no problem. You can advance until the end of correction on a paved road, as if you're sitting in comfortable recliners, and you advance in this way, you enter heaven.
USA West 2.
USA West 2. How to build the desire to bestow to the Creator?
You think about it all the time. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter
what forms, what incidents, you constantly think about how we can bestow to the Creator. That's the first thing. Second thing is that I can't bestow to the Creator individually, personally, because we are already in the state of the last generation. So the Creator wants to have before Him a vessel that comes to correction in the complete form, and more or less that is the ten. So bestow to the Creator. In that my vessel should be incorporated, my desire, my connection with the friends. And in this way we advance.
Women Mak, Aim Ira Vahavaim Tamishne Matsavim Ukvim, Oshazer Matsavichad.
Are
love and fear consecutive states or it's one state?
No, no, there are two states, two discernments that we wish to connect in order to reinforce one on top of the other.
French one, how does spiritual suffering manifest? How to identify it in our feelings and how to work with it?
Spiritual sufferings is when I feel pain from lack of love to the Creator, that I don't love the Creator and that pains me. That pain, these pains are called spiritual sufferings, that I feel that I do not love the Creator. Those are spiritual sufferings.
So, follow-up question from Sochi. How will the suffering of the ego become spiritual suffering of love?
I will constantly think about it. I will constantly think, how do I come to the love for the Creator?
Moscow.
Moscow, it doesn't matter what you do. By necessity, there is always some response in the will to receive from the action you're doing, even in getting some approval from you in a question I'm asking. How to detach from this desire to get a response all the time?
We cannot disconnect from the will to receive. We only need to arrange our will to receive in such a way that it will be aimed at bestowal. That's it, but the will to receive remains, and as much as it grows, it grows. All that's important is the direction. What is it aimed at? The will to receive by itself is neither good nor bad. Good or bad, it depends on how do I use it, for myself or for the others and for the Creator.
PTSO. PT
10, how to incorporate with the Creator's desire when the will to receive always captures you and overpowers your vision of the Creator?
The fact that the will to receive constantly cuts you off on the way and doesn't let you perform any action or any prayer in wholeness, that too is corrections, because by that he wishes to correct a person with respect to what he needs to add to his attitude to the Creator.
Last two questions, PT 6. If the 10, what part does the 10 have in the success of each friend in making an action with an intention to the Creator?
The 10 has a big part in helping each and every friend be in the correct plea and connect with the friends. And the 10 needs to mostly think of the common power of everyone. We're in this common power, we wish to connect everyone. And in this way the Creator will feel them and will approach that 10.
Last question from Latin 22. A state where the will to receive becomes an intention to bestow, does that symbolizes a state where the ego starts nullifying?
Yes, yes. Okay, so we're going to where?
We have the next part of the freedom article.
The freedom. Okay. Let's go.
We'll move to the next part of the lesson.
בואו נגלה את הקשר שבין כל האנשים בואו ונראה מעבר לכל ההבדלים בואו ונגיד ביחד שאנחנו מוכנים להתחשב בכל הפאזל בו כולנו חלקים בקרוב הקץ למלחמות את הכל עוד אפשר כאן לשנות הקשר שקושר את הלבבות נתחבר כולם ביחד ונתחיל סוף סוף לחיות Come on everybody it's this connection we reveal Come on everybody let's discover what's concealed Come on everybody let's unite and seal the deal Let's join our hearts together so we can finally feel so close this love will end our wars pretty soon we will live with open doors come on everybody you're invited to attend all together we will sing what a message we will send and oh הקץ למלחמות את הכל הקשר שקושר את הלבבות נתחבר כולם ביחד ונתחיל סוף סוף לחיות